The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
You find yourself questioning your ability. Are you frustrated? Are you annoyed? Do you see other people getting further? Do you see people making things happen and you are questioning whether it's worth it for you or even if you're cut out for this? Have you considered quitting? Have you told yourself, that's it, I'm done? Well, before you make a final decision, I ask you to listen to this message. Today, I'm going to encourage you to take a break, but don't quit. My name is Chalene Johnson, and thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of The Chalene Show. And I think it's appropriate for me to talk about this because, well, like most things I talk about on the show, it's going on in my own life, and it's important for me to share these thoughts and feelings and inspiration with you because, number one, it helps me process through it, and number two, I feel an obligation because you have given me the honor of spending time with me. So you've probably noticed I have not been recording as many podcasts as I have in the past. And first of all, explain why that's happening. And number one, and number two is to let you know about what you can expect in the future. Number three is to help you be okay with making the right decision for yourself and your goals, especially when you've set out to accomplish something, or maybe you've made a promise, or you've set your eyes on some goal that you'd like to achieve, and then suddenly life takes a turn, or things change, or obstacles land in your way. What do you do? Do you quit? Do you throw in the towel? Do you say to yourself, well, this just isn't for me, or this was unrealistic? I'm going to encourage you today by sharing my own experience not to throw in the towel and not to give up, but instead to be okay with taking a break. If I had to pick one attribute that I think is responsible for my success, if I had to point to like one thing, I would say it's persistence, and not fast, crazy, quick persistence, but just, you know, slow and steady and keeping my eyes on the prize and always making a decision to do what's best for me and my family first, and putting everything else second, but not giving up on things. Putting those things second means oftentimes I've got to put my family first because that's what's right. And I believe success, for me anyways, is about happiness. And happiness, for me, again, is knowing and feeling good about myself, like feeling like, okay, I've done the right thing. Happiness isn't money. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's nice to have money and the ability to have choice and the ability to take care of people and the ability to, you know, do the things that you want to do and not to have worry. That's awesome. But I really believe what matters most isn't the money. It's like how I feel about myself, right? And how I feel about myself can't be defined by who knows me or what car I'm driving or the house that I live in or the people that I hang out with. It, how I feel about myself, and I don't know if other people feel this way, I assume you do, but how I feel about myself is directly determined by just closing my eyes and asking myself, am I doing the right thing? You know, this person's upset with me right now, but did I do the right thing? Or this person is really happy right now, but did I have to sacrifice another more important relationship? So that's how I define happiness. And for me, happiness has a lot to do with how I define success. Having said that, I've got lots of goals. I've got professional goals, personal goals, fitness goals, goals for my family, goals for my spirituality. As you know, all of the areas of my life are something I consider, but not each with the same weight, if you will. So, for example, my financial security, believe it or not, is far less important to me than my family's well-being and how close I feel with my family. And even though they're, as I like to break it down into 10 areas of my life, I have a level at which I want each one to feel right for me in order to feel balanced. but each one of those doesn't get an equal amount of attention. For me, the one that has to rank first is my family and my faith. And a big part of that means that from time to time, I have to take a break from business. And I have to be okay with the fact, like, dude, this is good enough. You know, not that I'm going to ever settle for mediocrity, but I'll settle with good enough if it means that I can focus more on my family. Having said that, I've spent the last 4 months really devoting all of my time and effort to taking a group of people through the Marketing Impact Academy, taking that piece of our business, which is an online academy. It's a course that I've developed for people who are either entrepreneurs, they have their own business, they want to build it using, you know, the online space, social media, understand sales, understand how to really make a business work and not have it like take over your whole life. And it serves people who have, you know, brick and mortars, like a yoga studio or a tool store. And it also serves people who are in network marketing. It serves people who are in the space that I'm in, where you're educating people with your knowledge and your expertise, and fitness professionals, and just anyone basically who wants to take advantage of the fact that there's more eyeballs and more opportunity online. That's what the Marketing Impact Academy is and does. Well, as you can imagine, the online space changes every minute practically. It definitely has radically changed in the last year. So even though this is a course that I've created over 3 years ago, this year I felt like there was so much incredible opportunity, especially for new entrepreneurs, especially for people who didn't already have an email list, to take advantage of just all of the crazy cool opportunities with live video streaming and podcasting and just ways to reach people and truly connect. So I decided to create a whole new academy. And it's been quite an undertaking. And more so than just create a whole new academy, I wanted to then go through the academy live with people so that I could find out, okay, where do people get stuck? What are they getting hung up on? And what's an obstacle for them? And what do people know? And what do people don't know? And how can I like keep pushing and pushing and pushing and get them through this process? Not that they have to do it fast, but in the right order. And so to do that is a big commitment, but it was on my heart and it felt like the right thing to do and it felt like something I've been called to do. Now, if I'm going to do that, that's, you know, several hours per day devoted to this group of individuals and to the content in the academy, my students, if you will. And those couple of hours, that either means I tack that on to everything else I've always been doing, like podcasting and live streaming and. Or it meant I would take some things off of my plate. Okay, so clearly I decided to take some things off of my plate. What did I take off of my plate? And not entirely, but I would say I removed probably 80% of my live streaming efforts, and I also removed 80% of my podcasting efforts. And that was a decision. I literally sat down and said, okay, what can I remove? And this is what I want you to do. Okay, so this podcast isn't just about me. It's about you. If there's something you really need to focus on because it's the right thing to do right now, then you have to look at everything else that's on your plate and you have to ask yourself, just make a list, like everything. You know, your fitness, the time that you're spending taking care of somebody else, the time that you spend on leisure and hobby, the time that you're spending on other pursuits, the time that you're spending trying to develop this thing or that thing or, you know, remodeling the house or starting a new business or whatever it is. You've got to list everything that consumes your time, including free time, including sitting around watching TV or scrolling mindlessly through Facebook. You just make a huge brainstorming list of all of those things. And then you go through that list and you say to yourself, okay, if this is what's important to me right now, and this is what I need to focus on, and it's going to take X number of hours, how can I find or where do I take those X hours and remove them from things I'm doing currently? And that's what I did. So I looked at all of the things I had to do and all of the things I was doing, all the things I enjoyed doing, and I had to evaluate which one would have a more significant effect long term. And options included spending less time with my employees. Options included perhaps exercising less or spending less time educating myself because I at least spend an hour to 2 hours every day just on development. Like I do online courses myself. I read, I listen to podcasts. So I thought, well, you know, I can remove that, or I could remove podcasting, or I could remove this time that I spend in the evenings with my family, just kind of relaxing. And we usually watch a documentary together. Okay, I could remove that. You know, you look at all the hours and then you have to evaluate, okay, if I remove this one, what would be the consequence? You basically make an exhaustive list. You write down the number of hours or the number of minutes per day that that particular activity consumes. And then in the next column, you list what would be the negative consequences of either cutting way back or giving it up entirely. After I did that, I decided that what I needed to cut back on was my podcasting and my live streaming. Did that mean there were negative consequences? Absolutely. I knew that my show would drop in ratings. I knew that that would mean fewer downloads. I knew that that would mean fewer business leads coming into ShaleenJohnson.com and Team Johnson. I knew that that could potentially have an effect on us financially. But the alternative, the other things I considered giving up would have an effect, I think a far greater effect. So I wasn't going to give up time with my family. That is off the table. Not going to do that. I wasn't going to give up time spent educating myself because it's too much of a joy. It's a hunger and it's a desire. And as an educator, I think I have an obligation to stay ahead of the game. I mean, I have to know when Facebook algorithms change. I have to know what's happening in social media and how it can help business owners. I feel that that is an obligation that is greater than my desire to build my own business. In the long run, it will build my business, but I just see those as one being more important than the other. So ultimately, I made a decision to cut back on live streaming and cut back on podcasting for a period of time, that being the end of June. And here we are at the end of June. And as predicted, yes, the podcast, of course, dropped in ratings. And as predicted, yes, we had fewer new subscribers to our email list, fewer new customers. But what's most important is that I feel good. I feel happy. I know I made the right decision. I evaluated the consequences of what would happen if I gave that up, and I didn't quit. I didn't say, okay, podcasting is too much, or doing live streaming on Periscope or Facebook, you know, I need to quit. I didn't quit. I just simply said, I'm going to cut back. I cut back my efforts by 80%, and I'm going to return to them, of course, the first part of July, when it makes sense to do that. We're humans. We aren't meant to be robots. We have limits. Even if there's enough hours in the day, we don't have enough mental energy to sustain a level at which just depletes you of your emotional strength, of your ability to recharge and to feel restored and to deliver what you want to deliver to the people who matter most. I mean, I know I could do it. I know I could have done it. I know I probably had those extra couple of hours somewhere in the day, but then I would have been a wreck. I would have been empty. I would have been a shell, and I wouldn't have been happy. And that's not good. So my message for you today is to take this exercise on yourself. Create a master brainstorm, a list, an exhaustive list of all the things you do. And I mean literally everything. The time that you volunteer, your extra projects, the things you want to do, the people you take care of, your hobbies, your work activities, all of your pursuits, all of the things that you're looking at right now. Put it on paper and give it prioritization. Write down the number of hours or minutes each one of these things takes you per day and pad those estimates a little bit so that you're truly taking into consideration all of the time that goes into not just the activity, but the travel, the preparation, the time after, the travel home, the getting ready. You know, all of these things, we forget how much it factors in on our own mental fatigue. You're such a better version of yourself when you can handle, not just handle, when you can conquer the things that you want to do right now because they are a priority to you. We aren't supposed to do everything. Yes, you can do anything, but you can't do it all at once. It is a myth and a misconception, and you have to just block out those people who are screaming at you online, telling you you have to go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. you know, hustle is great. It's not a negative word unless it is leaving you empty each day, unless it has led you to believe that you are supposed to do everything all at once. Don't quit. Just pull back. And most importantly, have a return date. So if you started a new business and it's not going so well because you're trying to do everything else at the same time, because you never really sat down and figured out how much time per day you would need to devote to this, don't think this business isn't for you and quit. If you've started off on a fitness journey and tried to get yourself back in shape and understand nutrition, and then your efforts suddenly feel like they're for naught and you're not seeing the kind of results that you expected, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on yourself. Don't quit. Just pull back a little bit, reassess, and take a look at where you're spending your time, what you are investing your energy, your thought process, your time, your physical energy, your emotional energy. What are you investing your time in? And what can you remove so that you can place more time, effort, energy on something that has a greater priority for you right now? It doesn't mean you have to quit anything, but it does mean you should prioritize your time and be okay with negative consequences. You see, the world didn't end just simply because I dropped in podcast ratings. The things are most important to me. They're still there and they're intact, and that's what matters the most. So here we are, the end of June, and I'm telling you that I'm coming back. You'll be hearing more Chalene shows. So I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for your patience, and I appreciate that you didn't leave during this time. I appreciate that you took this as an opportunity to listen to maybe previous episodes you hadn't heard or checked out my other podcast, Build Your Tribe. And for those of you who had maybe told yourself you're going to quit something, I encourage you to just take a break and put your energy, your time, your heart, and your passion towards the things that matter the most. I can't thank you enough for your support. I can't thank you enough for your patience, your love. And also for those of you who said, when are you coming back? I don't like that I don't have a new episode from you this week. You know, I appreciate that you said that. And most of all, thank you for taking the time today to write a review. And hey, ratings aren't everything. The only reason why ratings really matter is because it helps new people find the podcast show. And that does help me to spread the word. And that's my purpose. That's why I do this. I want to help people know that they're not alone. I want to be there for you. I want you to have someone who can share with you from their experiences and that we can spend this time together. And the way that I can reach more people is by having the show climb in ratings. It's not an ego thing. You don't make more money from it, but it is important if I want to get my message out there. So what can you do to help? All you have to do is write a review today. You can do that by going to the iTunes store. You click on the podcast, and then you click on review. And you leave a 5-star review and tell us a few things about what you like about the Chalene Show, and that'll help other people to find us. In the meantime, huge debt of gratitude. Thank you so much for your patience, your understanding, for supporting me, and just for being there. You guys really are the best. You really are the best. Nah. You really are the best. You really are thebomb.com. I love you guys. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ChaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.